It is incredible the crowds that have been flocking to watch not only the any NBL game, but the Illawarra Hawks in particular. They've got a star player in LaMelo Ball. We know about that, but why don't we have a chat to a bloke who was there as the towel boy back in the early 1980s. He then became a player, assistant coach, and now he is head coach of the Hawks. Matt Flynn is on the line. G'day, Matt.
Oh, g'day, boys. How are you?
Yeah.
Can I just say before I start, first time, long time.
Hey, well, Matty, don't worry. Not only are we going to talk about your coaching at the Illawarra Hawks, we've got a message in, must be a mate of yours, wants to ask us about your missing the whites for the Dapto Canaries, a very good cricketer. That was from AJ.
AJ, yes. No, when I started this gig back 12 years ago, I had to put the cricket bat away and the whites away, and I'm a proud Dapto Canary. My son plays league for Dapto, so I'm a really love the show, boys. I've been listening for a long time, so yeah, pleasure to come.
Yeah, good. Heroes and villains.
Matt Flynn.
we're gonna new supporter now. We're gonna new team to support.
Have we?
We're straight on the Hawks now.
Yeah, of course.
Always.
Only one, right?
Yeah, exactly right. Hey, mate, tell us about the Illawarra Hawks, and I suppose the biggest thing that everyone is talking about the Hawks for is LaMelo Ball.
Mm.
What type of person is he? Did you expect him to give as much as he has? What type of guy is he on and off the court?
Oh, mate, he's the enthusiasm that he brings, you know, every day to practice is probably what people don't see, you know. He is a joy to coach, and obviously a young kid. But you know, as you both know in sport, that enthusiasm is very infectious. And he's, you know, he's 18. He's got a long way to go. But obviously, you know, some of the things he does on the floor is, you know, they're really great players. They make people around him better, and he does that. You know, he draws people in, and you know, it's his work ethic as well. He's very coachable. Which is probably wasn't the rap on him before he came here. So, look, it's been a pleasure to be around, and, you know, he continues to get better and better, and hopefully when he goes on to bigger and better things, he looks back at the journey he's had here, you know, in Australia and in particular with our club, that it's really helped him grow enormously.
Yeah, it's been a massive signing for the club, and obviously with all the publicity that's generated, with his signing and, you know, speculation back there in the US about possibly being number one in the NBA draft, there's plenty of pressure that comes with all that and expectation. How does he handle that?
Yeah, that's a good question, Loz. When he first came here, I thought, you know, an 18-year-old kid in a, you know, our league's one of the toughest leagues in the world. How's he going to cope with that? There are a lot of good guards and a lot of grown men who are really going to get after him, but you know, I've never seen him really get fazed by any of it. And he's, you know, he's 6'7" and he's lightning quick, so he's got a skill set that's pretty much unparalleled in our league. And you know, he's a really willing passer, and he works off the floor. And so, yeah, he's been challenged by some of the best. There's no question about that. But you know, he seems to, you know, tick every box as he goes. You know, a lot of people are sort of waiting for him to fail. But he keeps just getting better and better. And I guess as his confidence grows as well, he's going to be a different beast at the next level.
Matt, you missed out on signing Xavier Cooks. You're still on the hunt for an import. Are you going to make a signing, or is that close? Can you reveal anything as a long-time listener on the show?
we're pretty close. I will say that.
Okay.
We've been, as you said, losing Zave that hurt a lot. We've had two guys practically get on the plane prior to Zave, guys who have played in the NBA, and that torn through in the last minute. So then we sort of waited. Zave was training with us for 5 weeks, so he, you know, when that didn't work out, and being a local junior here, we'll. Pretty disappointed with that. You know, not to be. We understand it's a business and a professional sport. And people got to do what's best for them. So as soon as we found out that we sort of tried to pull the trigger and find someone as quick as we can. So we're getting close, and hopefully we're going to have some news around that in the coming days.
Perfect.
Yeah. If I could just go back, Matt, on Lamello. I'm sure you get sick of talking about it, but I'm fascinated to understand and work out how Illawarra Hawks got hold of him.
Yeah.
Who found him? Who started the discussions? How did it all unfold that he ended up at the Hawks?
I'd like to think it was come for great coaching, right?
Yeah.
So look, he's part of the North Stars program, and he's got a minder with him, Jermaine Jackson, who does an incredible job with him as well. In discussions with them when they came, because I asked some of the same questions, why not some of the bigger clubs? They did their homework. The opportunity, I guess, as a young kid and as a young player, every young kid looking for a great opportunity, and I think they found that with us, particularly in the backcourt. We've got a very young backcourt here. So my first year as head coach, I'm trying to take the philosophy of grooming some of these kids for the future. And I think they just saw themselves as a piece to that puzzle. And I think when they look back on this, they're gonna see that it was probably the right decision they made. I mean, I've showed some incredible patience with him early, particularly at the defensive end of the floor. That's always a challenge when he hasn't really played a lot of structured, organised basketball at this level before. So there were certainly some teething problems in the beginning, just learning different schemes and how to defend as part of a pack was difficult to start with, but he's really grown a lot in that area. So he's playing an enormous amount of minutes, and with the minutes he's playing, you've got to be able to hold your end at the defensive end of the floor, and he's starting to do that. So that's probably what we're being most buoyed about.
Matt, one of the things I'm really interested in is that transition from assistant coach to head coach. It's such a different position. There's the skill transfer when you're the assistant coach to the player, but when you're the head coach, you have to make the tough decisions. You have to have, in many ways, the difficult conversations. How have you handled that transition?
Yeah, that's another good question. It's been a really steep learning curve. You're right. Coming from an assistant coach's job, you're like good cop all the time.
And yes.
You can sort of pick your spots, but as a head coach, you're right, tough decisions and tough calls have to be made. And I've certainly learnt that on the run. The last, 2 months, 3 months since I've had this gig, it's been a steep learning curve. But, it's one I'm loving. I've really sort of adapted well to it. Yeah, we need more wins. We're 3-9, so obviously not ideal. I've got incredible support from the GM and the owner of the club. So, I could only imagine if it wasn't the case. They're showing a little bit of patience early with me in my tenure. But you're right, it has been a difficult transition at times with, you're no one's friend when you're a head coach at times. But I wouldn't have it any other way at the moment. And
yeah.
Really loving it. And I'm going to, hopefully what is a long career at this level.
Now, mate, with obviously being a proud Wollongong Dapto boy, when these imports lob, do you take them for a palmy and a few reshes? a few watering holes around the gong?
Have a Kembler. Kembler on a Saturday.
Take the
tab on a Saturday.
Straight to the dishes at Dapto.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
That'll be the first one. And then, I'm a really Wollongong boy, and they, I love it down here. I like getting in the water, and we do recovery at the beach a lot. And, we try and infuse them into the Wollongong culture.
Nice.
If I can say.
Yeah. I can only imagine what that involves.
I can see Lamello Ball smashing a palmy.
Now, what was the name of the place we went to? Dave had the feast. The Greek restaurant.
Oh, what
near
was,
the Harp.
Yeah, near the Harp. It was the
I only remember the
family
harp.
Feast.
not the feast. The family feast. That's right. Hey, Matty, really appreciate your time, mate. Good luck for this game on Saturday night against the Bullets up in Brisbane. And keep listening, mate.
Yeah, all good, boys. No, love it.
Jimmy might even send you down a carton of wingman.
Oh, I could have dropped the wingman, but I didn't.
Mate, Matty, you stay on the line, mate. We'll make that happen.
His mind's just thinking now. Wingman will
he
be on
the... He wants free tickets now, Matt. He wants free tickets to a Hawks game.
All good.